technical colleges could get a big boost under Tennessee's next governor. Many of the top candidates are pledging to increase funding for the state's tech schools. They say putting more money into those institutions is the best way to close Tennessee's so-called skills gap. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd has one of the more concrete proposals. He wants to spend as much as $500 million over 2 years upgrading technical colleges and building new campuses adjacent to the state's high schools.
We've got too many communities in our state, like Johnson County, Grundy County, that have no technical education programs whatsoever. We have other schools that have old equipment.
Decades old in some cases. That's a big problem, Boyd and other candidates say, if you're hoping to attract sophisticated manufacturers. Support for technical colleges is close to unanimous. The candidates say better programs won't just produce better jobs. Some, such as House Speaker Beth Harwell, believe they could even reverse small-town brain drain.
I was reading the other day in the Wall Street Journal where it said that one of the problems with encouraging young people to go to college is they leave the rural areas and go to college and then they don't return.
Promoting technical colleges is not a new idea, however. Governor Bill Haslam has budgeted close to $100 million over the past 2 years for new equipment, buildings, and satellite campuses. At least while they're campaigning, the candidates to succeed him say they'll extend that policy. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.